Shira. And then Mefarshim asks, why is it that we give the Shabbos a special name, Shabbos Shira? There's many very, very important psukim, very important lessons in this week's parashas for sure. But to give a Shabbos name, Shabbos Shira, is different to anywhere else. You don't give next week's parashas, which is Kabbalah Satayra, which is even more choshev. Yeah? Even more choshev. We don't call next week's parasha Shabbos Torah. So why this week's parasha called Shabbos Shira? What's the idea behind that Shabbos Shira? So I saw once a very, very nice vort from the Shemin Atuv, and he expresses a very fantastic idea. He says Shira is a lashon of Yosho. Something straight. Shira and Yosho. What is Shira? Very often, Shira, the expression of tremendous amount of gratitude and praise of Kodesh Baruch Hu, is often on the background of tremendous pain. A woman goes through a very difficult birth. Baruch Hashem, a baby is built. Ah, born. Baruch Hashem, Shira. Klal Yisrael goes through a terribly difficult time in this week's parasha, and Baruch Hashem, we have Shira. But it's more than that. Shira comes from the lashon of Yosho. Yosho means when things become straightened out, and you see later on that what was bad wasn't that bad, actually was perhaps good, and what was so good, sometimes bad things happen, but afterwards it also works itself out. There's no parasha in the entire Chumash Shetira. No parasha that is like this parasha. No parasha. Every parasha has some good parashas, some nice parashas. Okay, we have the parasha of Bereishis, Bereishis Olam, only certain bad things happen there, nothing particularly fantastic happens. Noach, something bad happens, nothing particularly excellent happens. Lech Lecha, it's Kacha Kacha, Nisyonos, and you go through a parasha of the Torah, the Korbanos. This week's parasha, parasha B'Shalach, is unique. There is no parasha in the entire Chumash that has its ups and downs as much as this week's parasha. Klal Yisrael, leave Mitzrayim, emancipation, freedom, fantastic. They come, and what then? Fantastic! Ah, we're free! They have Mitzrayim running after them. About to kill them. It's all over! Oy vey, it's all over. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu splits the sea. Ah! Everything works out for them. No food. Middle of the desert. Absolutely no food. Starvation. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no food, I'll give you the super food. Every day will be a Monday. Fantastic. Beautiful. I'll give you the best food ever. There's no water. Tragedy. We're all going to die. Terrible. Kosh Baruch Hu gives you, takes the water, bitter water, makes it sweet. Beautiful. Fantastic. Then we have the Muhammad with Amalek. Our arch enemy comes along. Terrible. Kosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. I'll sort them out. Fantastic. There's ups and there's downs. And there's ups and there's downs. But the ups and the downs on this week's parasha of freedom and then threat of being annihilated and then starvation and then plenty and then thirst and then plenty and then war and then really, there's no ups and downs like this week's parasha. And within the heat of the moment, it is very, very difficult for a person to see beyond that and to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help them. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to split the sea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring them on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a be'er. This is going to bring sweetened water with something bitter. It all is beyond what one would expect. But with all that in perfect hindsight, when we're sitting by the Shabbos table and we see that everything works out in the end. We had this beginning of this parasha, it looked unbelievable, and the end, everything, Baruch Hashem, everything. That is Shabbos Shira. Shabbos Shira means you have a crazy week. It's true to you for every week. You have a crazy, you have ups and you have downs and you have downs and you up. When you sit down, Baruch Hashem, making Kiddush, and Baruch Hashem, everything's okay, and you realize, you know what, it wasn't that bad. And Baruch Hashem, it worked out. So Shabbos Shira, this week's parasha, the Shabbos Shira, to try and give us an understanding that even with incredibly difficult tests that Kol Yisrael had in this week's parasha, and the terrible ups and downs, by a Shabbos, you see, Baruch Hashem, you're sitting by a table again, things work out. And that should be an indicator to the rest of the parasha. But, you know, it's very, very easy to dissect a situation and look at perfect hindsight and see what should have been done, what could have been done in a very, very sterile environment. It's very easy to work things out. But in the heat of the moment, when you are being literally between the devil and the deep blue sea, that's where expression comes from, and to be in that situation, knowing what should be done, before the Shira, that takes an incredible amount of self-knowledge and Musa and understanding what a person is. And each person is different. And that's what this parasha, as much as we can, Be'ez Hashem will try and work this, at this parasha through. Every single person, in every single situation, reacts differently. And we find this, particularly, by the stress that Klal Yisrael had by Yam. The Medrash brings down that there were, in fact, four groups of people who Dalet Kitois Nas Yisrael Aleyam. There were four groups of people who reacted to what's happening at the Yam in four different ways. Achas Emeris, one of the Medrash says, Nifoy Leyam, suicide. End of the world is nigh. Let's commit suicide now. It's the easiest way out. Finish, that's it. Dias, let's jump into the sea. That's it. Die. Achas Emeris, Nachzor Mitzrayim. One of them said, no. We're not going to jump into the sea. Pacifists. We are going to go back to Mitzrayim. We're going to be extremely diplomatic. Any kind of peace talks that's necessary, we will do. We'll go. If you want us to come back, we'll go back. Want to give back everything, we'll go back everything. We're not going to make any trouble. We're not going to fight. We are going to be pacifists. We want to back to Mitzrayim, we go back to Mitzrayim. The third group said, Achas Emeris, Nasu Mulchava. You're crazy, jumping into the sea? You're crazy, you're going to go back to Mitzrayim? You're going to fight for this. We'll fight to the death. We're outnumbered. We prefer to go down like heroes rather than to die or to go back to Mitzrayim. We are going to fight for this till the end. V'achas Emeretz, and one of them said, let's go and cry out to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Let's go and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's cry out. What is this? So you know, it's very interesting. You know, take any event. You know, we had, for example, a real tragedy. Our recent history is, let's say, the Gush Katif. When the Jews were forced out of Gush Katif. And there were four very, very different groups of people the way they dealt with this. One of them said, that's it, we're doomed, nothing we can do about it, let's just be kicked out, and that's it. The other one says, no, we'll try and be diplomatic, we'll try and negotiate our way out. One of them says, you know what, we're going to fight from the rooftops, are we going to pummel these police with stones? We're not good. And the one of them said, let's make a big PR campaign, let's cry out, make a PR campaign and put the red, you know, the yellow, the orange t-shirts. Yeah, each person has their way of dealing with problems, and in each one of those four things that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I know where you're coming from, I understand you, but I want you to work through any of your perception in a way that is toyodic. For example, The one, for example, Hashem said, Hashem can't help us, we're all over. What did Pasuk say? Hisyatzvu uru'u es yeshuvas Hashem. Hisyatzvu uru'u es yeshuvas Hashem. Why are you giving up? Stand by and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, says this is all from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Hisyatzvu, according to the first cut of doomsayers, of end of the world is, the end of the world is nigh cult, Hisyatzvu uru'u Hashem, don't relax, HaKadosh Baruch Hu look after you. The second group of those pacifists, the people who want to surrender, let's go back to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're not going back to Mitzrayim. You stay right where you are. The third group that says, the militant groups, Hashem yilochem lochem. Hashem will fight for you. You're not going to fight. And the fourth group was, v'atem tachrishum, just keep quiet, and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sort you out. Don't even daven. Just keep quiet. Avram, don't even daven. Yeah? Sounds strange. Right. But you've got to go through each one of those four different groups, and as much as we can, we've only got 10 minutes left, as much as we can, get the lessons of how Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us how to deal with whichever group we're in.
David Melech said he'll go and fight. Chizkiyah
yes.
Said, I'm going to go lay in bed. And
yes. Yes.
Everything.
Yes. Each person acts a thing differently.
Own,
yeah.
And each,
right. Rahman al-Islam. One sees things. Rahman al-Islam, you know, one sees this in personal tragedy. You know, a person, Rahman al-Islam, may be diagnosed with Yana Machla, with cancer. Right? So there's some people who, that's it, you know, it's over, you know, and it might as well do mercy killing, you know, while I'm still healthy and while I'm still thing, mercy killing, that's it, you know, the people surrender to it. You got other people, Rahman, other people who, you know, I'm going to sit this illness through, and I'm not going to do very much, but I'm not going to be merciful, but you know, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I'm going to go through it, I'm going to go through it. Not, some people say, no, I'm going to fight this. I'm going to fight this, I'm going to make sure I'm going to go to every doctor, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to win over this. And some people cry and they say to them, it's right and it's wrong, and there's different ways, different approaches. And a parasha has to deal with every single one of the Shabbos Shira, where there's ups and there's downs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to teach us how to deal with these ups and downs. I want to work with the last one first. The last group were the people who said, we're going to daven, you're going to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven. On that we say, Atin Tachrishim, be quiet. So Mephoroshim asks, what is wrong with davening in a time of Tzah? And on the contrary, there's a Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, where there's a Chiv to daven, with Man HaZeh, with Deraisa Darabono. Everybody holds, though, there's a Chiv to daven with Man HaTzar. Even the Rambam who holds it, Tzvid is not Deraisa, there's a Chiv to daven in his Man of Tzar. In a time of pain, there's a Chiv to daven. If so, Atin Tachrishim, be quiet. Why? Daven! So the Kotzke says a fantastic thought. The Kotzke says, Shah hadimois leninalu. The gate of tears is not closed. The gate of tears is not closed. So what it means is, normally we understand it is, there's a gate, yeah? But when you have tears, the gate opens. So the Kotzke's not shut. He said there's a gate of tears. Which means, even when there's tears, there's a gate. But the gate, that doesn't close. So if a gate of tears doesn't close, what's the point of having a gate? So the gate of tears doesn't close. Elamai is a gate only of tears, if it doesn't close. So what's a gate of tears doesn't close? Elamai, sometimes he gate is not a gate of tears, so it does close. So how does it work? So he says, Kotzke says fantastically, he says a gate of tears doesn't close if it's a gate of tears of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. You're in a tremendous situation of pain. You don't know where to turn. And he davened the Kodesh Baruch Hu sincerely. That gate, even though every other gate closes, the gate of tears doesn't close. Where does the gate of tears, yes, close? Where the gates of tears are tears of frustration and desperation. Desperation. And that is a person that has given up and is crying because he is completely, he is not desperation, the word would be surrender. He surrendered and he's just crying because there's nothing else that can be done. That gate closes. When the Yidden are standing, they're crying out. They're crying out, oh, it's all over. It's not all over. It's never all over. It's never all over. It's never all over. I know personally. There's a man in Manchester. He was a sheikhet. His name was Halpin. A big, tall man. Right, and there's different stories said about him. He was in the gas chamber. He was in the gas chamber. The door had closed, and he was at Bocha, and he was a maimin, and he said, "If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to get us out of this gas, out of this concentration camp, he will." And he's in the gas chamber, and his friend said to him, "And now what? Now what? They've locked the doors. What? Rabbi Yisrael is going to help you out of this." So Rabbi Yisrael wants to. He can. The door opens up. There's one too many people in here. We're only supposed to have X amount of people. There's one too many people in here. Look for the tallest guy. You get out. Ado Yoy Mazeh, I mean, he's nifted a few years ago. He had a healthy life. He had children. He had grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So you cry in there. You cry, Boy Shalom, help me. But a desperate, oh, it's all over. That's Atin Tachrishim. Be quiet. I don't want such tefillahs. So that is the Atin Tachrishim. Those are people who the cries of desperation, that's Ninalu. That closes. Yes, sure.
I heard something similar to what you're saying, and I forgot who says it, that the Midas Adin was on them, and the Midas Adin was saying that they served Avodah Zarah, this and that, they didn't deserve to be redeemed. And that's how come davening, regular crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to help. What was going to help is the Amunah. Having the Amunah, Amunah will circumvent the Midas Adin and go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Even without the Tefillah.
However that works, yeah. and it's able, that's one thing that circumvents even Midas Adin, and that's how come the Amunah, having HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you're saying, that it's a... Then save them.
Right. There's so many lessons. Just trying to choose which one to learn from here. There's idea of the people the fourth group. I'm working backwards. Yeah. The group that basically, it's all over. It's all over. There's nothing we can do. There are plenty times that one can do something. There's plenty times one can do something. I'll give you an example. This week's parasha talks about it. We have the mon, and the pasuk says, very interesting. If you look in Perek Tezayin, pasuk Tezavov, the pasuk says, the Klal Yisrael were presented with this mon. What does that mean? The person says it's Rambam. Ishul achiv monhu. What does monhu means? What is this? Kileyodum, I don't know what it is. Later on, by Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, it says, bear with me. The pasuk says, "Vayikru bnei Yisrael, Vayikru bnei Yisrael es mon." Klal Yisrael called it mon. Vayikru bnei Yisrael es shmoi mon, v'hu kizera gad lovan utamid b'tzpichas b'dvash. On Shabbos, they didn't say it. What is this? They called it mon, and its taste is tamoy k'tzpichas b'dvash. It's tasted like a cake fried in honey. Okay. So, question is, why during the week? What is this? And on Shabbos they called it mon, right? They gave it, its name was mon. And what does it taste like? It tastes like a delicious cake fried in honey. However, in Parshas Baal Yischo, it also talks about the mon, and it says vahu tamoik batam lashod bashemen. It tastes like dough kneaded with honey. It kneaded with oil. It tastes disgusting. So monoshuch, what was it? Was it dough that kneaded with a bit of oil? Was it a fried cake that tasted delicious? What's going on here? What is it? It's called mon. The teretz is to the Chofetz Chaim that he asked from Shvab, was there for Shabbos once, and he said on Parshas Pshalach, he said to Shimon Shvab, tell me, what did mon taste of? What did mon taste of? So he didn't know what to answer. Is it tam kesvichas bedvash? Does it taste of honey? The teretz is a taste of what you imagined it to be. There's a machlokes, by the way, where they actually turned into it or just tasted like it. But the teretz is that sometimes a person is so desperate and he gives up, he surrenders. If a person just tries to think a little bit outside of himself, and monhu, what is this? And he thinks of it, wow, what is this? And he calls it, wow, this is amazing. This is monhu. This, not monhu, what is this? But it's monhu. This is something. This is a message. This is something for me. Then it tastes delicious. Then it tastes kespichas bedvash. It tastes delicious. If a person doesn't put his mind into it, and a person doesn't look through the situation, and he's just floundering and surrendering, then it tastes like dough in oil. It tastes like nothing. In other words, the thought that a person's supposed to be in, just to surrender, the idea, the focus over here is to understand what Kosh Baruch Hu's message is, what the idea that Kosh Baruch Hu wants to put into you, and something that tastes tasteless can taste delicious. Something that looks the hopeless can actually be a position to make a person grow. This is this week's parasha. I mean, there's a tremendous amount more that we can say, but basically, Shabbos Shira is a concept of taking the ups and downs and working within one's personality to see what one generally does and listen to what Kodesh Baruch Hu has to tell us. If you're going to surrender, don't surrender. If you're going to cry out desperation, don't cry out desperation. Cry out in hope. If you're going to be diplomatic, sometimes don't be so diplomatic. Sometimes do the right thing. Sometimes fight in the right way. All these different messages are for us. And the message of the sixth parasha is to understand when it comes to the end of the day, when it comes to a Shabbos, then we see a week has passed, and Baruch Hashem, things worked itself out, to say Shira, to appreciate that everything that was done, Lemaisa, was for our growth, to test us, and to be Ed Hashem, make us stronger.